On December 15, 2018, deputies met with a burglary victim in the 20,700 block of East Wagon Way in Cordis Lakes, who reported the theft of items including a rifle, shotgun, airsoft rifles, and a video game console. The victim was away from his residence for several days and upon return discovered the burglary. A person living in the home, 22-year-old Garrett Remington, had apparently moved out while the victim was away, as Remington's room was completely cleaned out. The room where the victim kept his guns was locked when he left. The victim found that the door into this room had been forced open based on damage to the door frame. The victim suspected Garrett might be involved and confronted him via text message. Garrett denied any involvement and indicated he was now living in California. On the 28th of December, Garrett contacted YCSO and spoke to the investigating deputy by phone. Garrett claimed he was staying in Redwood, California, and did not take any of the victim's property. The deputy knew Garrett did not have access to a vehicle and questioned how he traveled to California. Garrett claimed he had purchased a truck from his uncle to make the trip, and he refused to provide his current address or uncle's contact information. He was again offered the opportunity to return the property with no further action and continued to deny involvement. A deputy later contacted one of Garrett's family members who was unaware of the uncle Garrett mentioned. Additional contacts during the investigation on December 30th resulted in deputies learning Garrett might be staying at a home on Palo Verde Drive in Chino Valley. That evening, deputies went to the home on Palo Verde Drive and found Garrett, who continued to deny stealing any property. Assisting deputies received permission from the property owner to check an outbuilding on the property, and once inside, deputies located several of the victim's airsoft rifles. A further search revealed both the stolen shotgun and rifle. The video game console was located in another part of the house and recovered. Garrett had been at the Chino Valley home for at least a week. Garrett eventually admitted to involvement in the burglary, but blamed the idea on another suspect. This part of the investigation is ongoing, but deputies have not made additional arrests. Garrett was booked into the Camp Verde Detention Center on charges including burglary, theft of a firearm, and theft involving 19 counts. He remains in custody on a $2,500 bond.